بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل لن ينفعكم الفرار إن فررتم من الموت أو القتل وإذا لا تمتعون إلا قليلا.
Verse number 16. O Messenger, say to these people, fleeing will never benefit you if you flee from fighting out of fear of death or being killed, because the appointed times are fixed, and fighting do not bring them closer, nor does fleeing distance them. And if you do flee, and your time has not come, you will not be able to enjoy life except for a short while.
قُلْ مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَعْصِمُكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ إِنْ أَرَادَ بِكُمْ سُوءًا أَوْ أَرَادَ بِكُمْ رَحْمَةً وَلَا يَجِدُونَ لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا.
Verse number 17. O Messenger, say to them, who can save you from Allah if He intends for you the death or being killed you dislike, or He intends for you the safety and good you hope for? There is nobody to save you from that. And these hypocrites will not find for themselves any associate besides Allah to take care of their affairs, nor any helper to save them from Allah punishing them.
قَدْ يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ الْمُعَوِّقِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَالْقَائِلِينَ لِإِخْوَانِهِمْ هَلُمَّ إِلَيْنَا وَلَا يَأْتُونَ الْبَأْسَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا.
Verse number 18. Allah knows those of you who hold others back from fighting alongside Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, and those who say to their brothers, come to us and do not fight alongside him, lest you get killed, because we fear you will get killed. And these forsaken people do not come to battle or participate in it except rarely, to remove blame from themselves, not to help Allah and His Messenger.
أَشِحَّةً عَلَيْكُمْ فَإِذَا جَاءَ الْخَوْفُ رَأَيْتَهُمْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَيْكَ تَدُورُ أَعْيُنُهُمْ كَالَّذِي يُغْشَى عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْمَوْتِ فَإِذَا ذَهَبَ الْخَوْفُ سَلَقُوكُمْ بِأَلْسِنَةٍ حِدَادٍ أَشِحَّةً عَلَى الْخَيْرِ أُولَئِكَ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا فَأَحْبَطَ اللَّهُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ وَكَانَ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرًا.
Verse number 19. O group of believers, they are miserly with you with their wealth, so they do not help you by spending it, miserly with their souls, so they do not fight alongside you, and miserly with their love, so they do not love you. Then we fear at the time of meeting the enemy comes, you will see them looking at you, O Messenger, with their eyes rolling out of cowardice, just as the eyes of a person who is suffering the pangs of death roll. But when fear leaves them, and they become content, they harm you verbally, with abusive sharp tongues. They are greedy for booty, which they look for. Those who have been described with these qualities have not truly believed. So Allah cancelled the reward of their actions, and this cancelling was easy for Allah.
يحسبون الأحزاب لم يذهبوا وإن يأتي الأحزاب يودوا لو أنهم بادون في الأعراب يسألون عن أنبائكم ولو كانوا فيكم ما قاتلوا إلا قليلا.
Verse number 20. These cowards think the coalition conspiring to fight Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, and fight the believers will never leave until they totally destroy the believers. And if it is decreed that the coalition come another time, these cowardly hypocrites will wish they were not in Medina, but rather they were with the Bedouins far from it, asking regarding your news. What happened to you after your enemies fought you? And even if they were amongst you, O believers, they would not have fought alongside you except a little. So do not pay attention to them, or be sad over them.
لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا.
Verse number 21. There has been for you an excellent example in what Allah's Messenger said, carried out and practiced, for he presented his own noble self and personally engaged in battle. So how after that can you be miserly with your souls over his soul? And only he who is hopeful of the last day, works for it and remembers Allah abundantly, will follow Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. As for the one who is not hopeful of the last day and does not remember Allah abundantly, he does not follow his Messenger, peace be upon him.
وَلَمَّا رَأَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْأَحْزَابَ قَالُوا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَمَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا إِيمَانًا وَتَسْلِيمًا.
Verse number 22. When the believers saw the companies which had gathered to fight them, they said, "This is the test, tribulation, and help Allah and His Messenger promised us, and Allah and His Messenger were true in this, for it has occurred." And seeing the companies did not increase them, except in faith and submission to Him. Beneficial points. 1. The appointed times are fixed. Fighting cannot bring them closer, nor can fleeing from them distance them. 2. Hindering from striving in Allah's way is always the condition of the hypocrites. 3. The hypocrites are few in number at the time of anxiety, but many at the time of desiring something. 4. The hypocrites do not bear worry for the nation. 5. The Messenger, peace be upon him, is a role model for the believers in his sayings and actions. 6. Reliance in Allah and submitting to him is from the qualities of the believers.
من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا.
Verse number 23. Amongst the believers are men who are true to Allah, so they fulfilled what they promised Him, namely firmness and patience on striving in Allah's way. Amongst them are those who died or were killed in Allah's way, and amongst them are those who await martyrdom in His way. And these believers did not change what they promised Allah, like the hypocrites did with their promises.
ليجزي الله الصادقين بصدقهم ويعذب المنافقين إن شاء أو يتوب عليهم إن الله كان غفورا رحيما.
Verse number 24. So that Allah rewards the truthful who fulfilled what they promised Allah by virtue of their truth and fulfilling their promises, and punish the hypocrites who broke their promises, if he wishes, by making them die before they repent from their disbelief, or by accepting their repentance by enabling them to repent. And Allah is forgiving to one who repents for his sins, and merciful to him.
وَرَدَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِغَيْظِهِمْ لَمْ يَنَالُوا خَيْرًا وَكَفَى اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الْقِتَالِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ قَوِيًّا عَزِيزًا.
Verse number 25. And Allah repelled the disbelieving groups who were conspiring to fight the believers, and they were not successful in totally destroying the believers as they intended, losers who were angry due to their returning and failure. And Allah sufficed the believers in fighting them, by the winds He sent, and the angels He sent down. And Allah is powerful and mighty. Nobody attempts to overpower Allah, except that he will be left defeated and deserted.
أنزل الذين ظاهروهم من أهل الكتاب من صياصيهم وقذف في قلوبهم الرعب فريقا تقتلون وتأسرون فريقا.
Verse number 26. And Allah brought the Jews who helped them down from their fortresses, in which they would protect themselves from their enemy, and Allah put fear into their hearts. A group of them you kill, O believers, and a group of them you take as captives.
وَأَوْرَثَكُمْ أَرْضَهُمْ وَدِيَارَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ وَأَرْضًا لَمْ تَطَئُوهَا وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرًا.
Verse number 27. And Allah made you owners of their land, along with the crops and date trees they contained, after destroying them. And He made you owners of their homes and other wealth, and He made you owners of the land of Khaybar, which you have not yet trodden, but you will soon tread on it. This is a promise and good news for the believers. And Allah is powerful over everything. Nothing is outside His ability. Beneficial points. 1. The companions of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, have been commended, which is a great honor for them. 2. When they are mindful of Allah, His assistance and support come from where they do not expect. 3. The result of treachery of those who supported the coalition was grievous.